Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Laura Gilliam here from United Way of West Florida. How are you doing today, Laura?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Doing well. I know we're looking forward to a great weekend here in Pensacola for the 4th of July, but you guys are busy at work. I know things have not slowed down at all at United Way of West Florida. You guys serve such a great population here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County and do such a great job. And I know that need has really increased, I mean, since March. So what have you guys been up to at United Way?
We've been busy. We worked remotely for a while, and we still have a lot of people doing that, but things never really slowed down. So, we had established a COVID response fund, and we have a committee that's been has distributed the first phase of funding. We're getting, information back on that, and those dollars have been used to help pay rent, mortgage, utilities, healthcare, purchase food. And we're just, we're keeping an eye on that. We have some additional dollars to distribute and trying to make some plans on where those are directed. We had some great donors. We have individual donors, our corporate sponsors, our major sponsors, Gulf Power Foundation, also received sponsorships from Florida Blue, from Wind Creek, also from Navy Federal Credit Union, Beach Community Bank. So, this community has really stepped up. I know that a lot of folks are facing challenges, but we've seen some very, very generous folks step forward. So doing that along with our everyday business, too. So some of that looks a little bit different, but continuing to serve Escambia and Santa Rosa counties the best way we can.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys do such a great job. And I think last time we spoke, I was like, hey, we're getting into phase two and things are looking a little brighter here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And just over this past week, we've kind of been like, hold up, put a halt on that. We're just going to kind of resend some things. And I know that puts a big strain on a lot of the population that you serve, the Alice population. Can we speak a little bit about what Alice is and what Alice means?
Sure. So ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And this is something that United Way of Florida has been, that report has been developed for us for the last 10 years. And so what we've found is that unfortunately, over that period of time in the state of Florida, as well as in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, the number of people who are struggling just to make ends meet, but who are employed, is increasing. And unfortunately, we believe that the folks who fall into that ALICE category, which is about 46%, I believe, in Escambia County and about 32% in Santa Rosa County, those numbers are increasing. And it's just the pandemic has created some just significant challenges for those folks. A lot of them are in the hospitality industry, and it's really people we see every day. The other thing we know is that particularly there's a significant disparity between the percentage of Black households that are in the ALICE population versus white households. So we see some disparities along those lines as well. So this is vital information. It's important for us to take a look at that to help us better understand how we can support these folks and where we need to be directing resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys do such a great job of that. And I can't give, you know, enough accolades to you and your entire team for, you know, working for our community every single day with 211, with the veteran program, with everything that's going on with COVID. I know it's been a lot on your organization, and you really do need community support. And Stuff the Bus is something that always happens in July, and it's usually an in-person event, and it provides school supplies for Escambia and Santa Rosa County schools, and that's awesome. But now it's going to be going virtually. So what is Stuff the Bus, and what is it going to look like this year?
Yes. So about 2 months ago, we had an online meeting with representatives from both school districts, as well as WEAR, P&J, some other partners who support this this effort, and decided that really it was just a little bit too risky to do something in person and that we needed to do this virtually. Now, when we look at the COVID-19 numbers, we're thinking, you know, that was probably a smart decision.
Yeah.
So we won't be at Walmart. We won't be asking for volunteers to help pass out information or to sort school supplies. But what we are asking is for people to donate dollars. We have a couple of ways that people can do that, through text to give or online. That will kick off July 6th and run through July 31st. And we have some wonderful sponsors for that event, for that online event. Navy Federal Credit Union is our salutatorian. We've also got WEAR, you guys at News Radio 1620, Cat Country, both Escambia and Santa Rosa County School Districts, the P&J, and it's just, it's again a coming together to support these kids and these school districts who need school supplies.
Yeah, I know that I can't say it enough, you know, how important it is to give back to our local nonprofits and giving to United Way and giving to Stuff the Bus. I mean, these kids have been out of school for a long time. We don't know, you know, every situation in each household. So this is super important, and a little goes a long way. And you have so many opportunities to give back to United Way and to the Stuff the Bus program. So can you let our listening audience know where to text, what your website is, how they can donate?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, you were just asking me about ALICE. And so, you know, part of the conversation that we've had with the school district is that they really expect to see more families needing school supplies mm-hmm. than even in the past. You know, last year, Escambia County collected over $50,000 in supplies, distributed over 8,000 backpacks. Santa Rosa County distributed over 1,100, almost 1,200 backpacks to kids. So, you know, you look at those numbers from last year and you expect that they're actually probably going to go up this year. So folks can contribute to the school supply drive by texting SCHOOL 850-241-444, or they can go to our website at uwwf.org/school850.
Absolutely. I think this is actually
easy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's an easy way to give. Yeah, it's an easy way to give. It actually, you know, we've had some people ask, well, can we bring supplies by? Can we purchase on an Amazon wish list? But actually, when you contribute, this money is going to go to the school districts, and they have greater buying power through bulk purchasing. So they're actually able to, you know, to turn those dollars to buy more with those dollars as a school district than we would be able to as an individual.
That was going to be my next comment about this is that, you know, it actually might be more beneficial because they can actually assess what they're really needing and go out that way instead of somebody going into area Walmarts and just grabbing what they think that you guys will need. Although that was successful in the past, I know that, you know, MANA and a lot of our food banks here has had to only take monetary donations. So it actually has been beneficial because you can just buy exactly what you're needing at that time, which I think is great. So I think this is going to be very successful. But of course, we need our community support. So one more time, Laura, why don't you tell everybody where they can get more information, the dates of Stuff the Bus, how they can text to give, and what the website is.
Sure, absolutely. So the dates will run from July 6th to July 31st. And any amount makes a big difference. You know, a dollar will get four folders or two sets of crayons. $10 is going to buy a pencil box. scissors, notebooks. So any amount is a big help. They can text school 850 to 41444, or they can visit our website at uwf.org/school850, or they can always give us a call.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, Laura. I hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. Wishing you and your team a happy and safe weekend. We're going to take a little break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my